My name is Dale Bartle, and I'm down here in Revere, Texas, talking to Mr. Ben Durbin. Mr. Durbin takes care of John Warmick, John Warmick's ranch down here, and he has offered to do this interview and relate to some of the things that, when he was a kid, how they were down here in South Texas area. Mr. Durbin, how old are you, Mr. Durbin? Do you mind telling me how old you are?
68 years old. He's 69 in October.
Mm-hmm. Have you lived in this area most all your life?
Yeah, I lived in this county all my life.
Yeah. Well, how was it when you were younger in school and everything? Was it?
Well, it was pretty rough when I was young going to school. We walked 2.5 miles to school. Oh, it was raining, and someone took us in the boat gear wagon.
Yeah.
But otherwise, we walked.
Mm-hmm. Did you have chores to do and everything? Did your father own a ranch around here? I mean, a farm?
He owned a farm. Sure. Mm-hmm. We got home, we had to go to field and chop cotton, and after that, we had to come in and milk cows.
Mm-hmm.
We worked, boy.
Yeah.
No two ways about it. Mm-hmm. We worked all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I say working don't hurt anybody. I worked all my life, and it hadn't killed me.
Yeah. When you were younger, did y'all have any type of town socials or things y'all used to go to? I mean, did the people all get together for any type of things?
Oh, yeah. We used to be people at our home all the time.
Mm-hmm.
My mother and daddy's home all the time. They had crowd there every Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a wonderful time.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the different... what type of farming did you do mainly? What type did you and your father do?
Just usual farming.
What type of crops did you have?
Cotton and corn and stuff that way.
Did you also have regular cows? Did y'all milk cows or anything like that? I mean, you had cattle and
that's
livestock?
That's what we made a living, milking cattle.
Mm. How did you get your milk back and forth?
Well, they didn't sell milk, they just sold cream. The truck come around and picked up the cream. Took it to Kingville. The milk, they just separated the milk, you see, and just sold the cream.
How big was Kingville back when you were younger? Do you remember how the streets were and all that?
It wasn't too big. It was small.
Mm-hmm.
And the streets were kind of old.
Mm-hmm.
It's not so different now than what it was then.
Mm-hmm.
The whole country.
How did y'all go back and forth? Did y'all ride horses or walk or have a car? Did they have cars back in the middle, old buggy cars?
We didn't have no car until I don't remember. It was way back there. In 1918, I think, was the first car we had.
Mm-hmm.
Old Model T Ford.
Yeah.
And we used to go in the buggy and the wagon before we went.
Mm-hmm.
No automobiles.
They didn't have any, huh?
No. Well, they had them, but
yeah,
wasn't very many people on the farm had any. Mm-hmm. They couldn't afford it.
Was most of this area down here in South Texas, was it all fenced in, or was it kind of free and wild, or any outlaws, or anything that you can remember being a kid that you had to watch out for?
There wasn't no outlaws, but the country was all free. They had a free range here, so I don't know what year it was closed off. People just turned their stock out and they went wherever they wanted to.
Did they ever have any cattle rustling or anything like that?
The only thing you had to watch out for, you'd outlast the bulls. They sure would get you if they got changed.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, I walked around and brushed many times to keep the bull from getting me.
Mm.
He just wasn't going to leave me alone, so I just back off and let him have the shotgun.
Did y'all... was there very many doctors in this area? I mean, what'd y'all do for medicine? Did y'all have any home remedies?
Well, there was a doctor at Revere. That's the only place there was a doctor at Revere. There was one at Revere then. Yeah, old Dr. Graham. Yeah, old Dr. Graham was at Revere then when we first came down here. And then he passed away, and old Dr. Wiles came to Revere.
Mm-hmm.
We always had a doctor at Revere until this last few years. And they had to go to Kingdom.
Mm-hmm. Well, did the King Ranch kind of, we know that when this area that we're in here now, that the King Ranch owns lots of land. Back in them days, did the King Ranch have control over most of this area? I mean,
well, the King Ranch owned this whole country in here.
Mm-hmm.
They owned the whole country in here.
Mm-hmm. What type of, did y'all have a churches and things to go to, or is it just like one you have to travel?
We had a Catholic church over there. I can get out there and show you the tower on the church from here. You belong to the Catholic church, and we went to the church over there 2.5 miles from where we live.
Was there any type of old folk tale that you can remember, like?
No, I can't remember them old folk tales. Yeah.
Oh, how about some? I know that for a fact that you have your own, you can your own vegetables and everything. Have you been doing this for quite a while, or?
Oh, I've been doing that all my life. Having my mother.
Yeah.
I got a whole thing full of preserves in there now that I've canned.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that right,
buddy? That's right. Hundreds of them.
We used to have pictures up. I don't know who's got the pictures now.
How about during World War II and everything? How was this area down in here? Did y'all have to plan for the government, or how did y'all work that?
Well, I don't remember. I was too young for World War I. I was too old for World War II.
How about Texas Rangers? Was there any? Well, how about during the Prohibition time? Do you remember? I've heard the tales about runners running whiskey from Mexico over the United States and everything. Do you know where? Remember?
I don't remember none of that because I never did drink the darn stuff and I wasn't interested in it.
White lightning get to you.
Oh, yeah, boy, white lightning get to you.
Well, Mr. Ben, I know that down here on the coast, can you remember any bad hurricanes at the time, of any time?
Yeah, I think it was 1916 we had the first one. Boy, it was pretty bad. I was just a small kid. It got pretty rough, tore up some houses in here.
Was there a lot of flooding or anything?
Oh, yeah. The whole country was in the water.
Mm-hmm. Did y'all have to have rescue or anything?
No,
like that
we didn't have any.
Mm-hmm. How about ones that are up to date? I mean, you know, here not too long ago. Can you remember any of those?
Yeah, we had another in 1919. It was pretty bad, and we didn't have any more up till, oh, I don't know. What year was it? We had just a tail end off of some. Mm-hmm. Until old Beulah came through here. She was pretty wild.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Ben, what did you do when you were younger? Like, did you hunt or fish or?
Well, I tell you, I've hunted all my life and I've fished all my life till I got where I couldn't fish. I can still hunt, but I can't fish anymore.
What type of hunting did you do mainly?
Duck, geese, crane, maybe. I'm not supposed to say crane, but I hunted them anyway.
Do you know how to fix them? I mean, do you just cook them up? Do you have any special recipes or anything?
No. My mother done that fixing. I'll tell you, that's the only way we had to get meat. I was a good hand with a shotgun, and I kept well supplied with meat.
Mm-hmm. How about,
I'll tell you something else that we used to do when we were kids. You wouldn't believe it, we used to rob these blackbird nests for eggs. We'd eat them. We'd kill rabbits to get meat. Mm-hmm. We lived on that.
Did you ever eat any of them rattlesnakes?
No. Yeah. I wouldn't eat them things.
Yeah.
Well, you can't never tell whether they bit yourself or not. They bite yourself, they're poison.
When you got a little bit older and everything, and after you come off the farm, like to say, you know, to speak, what other kind of jobs have you had? I mean, you know, when you were younger.
I worked on the county road for about 20 years.
Well, where at? I mean, just
work. Just in 2 years, everywhere.
Right through Kingsville and
no, Revere? No, I didn't go that way, just working this precinct.
What did you do? Tell me some of that.
Well, we were done the work with horses, mm-hmm. mules, to a Fresno.
Did you put down blacktop? Cliche,
no, we didn't do that. We built grades all over this country. You know, this country was all full of lakes and no roads. Mm-hmm. We built those grades through those lakes.
Mm-hmm. You built bridges and all that stuff too?
Yeah.
You didn't have any big tools or big caterpillars or
anything. Then that was horses and mules.
Oh,
I tell you, you go to building a grade 2 water, you got a job. We've done lots of that. Put a grade 2 water line in the water.
Pretty tough job.
You can't do that with a caterpillar.
What are some of the other jobs that you've had, I mean, done?
I used to roughneck in the oil field.
Mm-hmm. How was roughnecking back in them times?
Well, it's pretty rough, I'll tell you that. You work rain or shine, it don't make no difference. If it rains, you can't quit and run to the shelter.
Well, what did you do, actually? I mean,
well, we just put down pipe and worked on the well. I was on Ted Kingville when that great big well was blowing in up there, blowed for many days. I had put a cap on that song down when it stopped it.
How much oil do you think they got out of it?
Oh, they were getting lots of oil out of that.
How deep was it?
I don't remember how deep it was, but it cut off once like it was going to start and it's come back, and so we changed gauges on that thing.
Mm-hmm.
In about 15, 20 minutes, now you talk about working, they had to work. It took 8 men to hold that other one to get it started on where it stood on, to hold it down.
Has it been a lot of that in this area? I mean, it's all.
Yeah, there's been a lot of it. Of course, I didn't work out there too long. They got some men laid off up north, and they come down, and I got laid off. So that ended my oil field work. I said, that's the way it goes. I don't want any.
Was there ever a good time span for dairy farming back years ago, maybe, when it
was
at its peak?
They had a good farm program in here all the time.
People always been making money.
Yeah. The way we made our money, we milked cows for a living. We didn't milk them in a machine. This is our machine.
Hang by hand.
Milking by hand. Yeah, I used to milk cows twice a day.
People have strong hands right there.
What do you think about this modern day way of farming? Do you think it just progressed a heck of a lot, or
see a lot? Today's farming's all right. A whole lot different than it was years ago.
Do you see things that you think it was better back in those days than they are now? Or you
know, they're better now than it was back then, because you can do your work better.
Mm-hmm.
It's better now than it was 4 years ago.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Durbin, and I'm sure that the Texas A&I folks library will sure appreciate hearing some of the older tales and some of your adventures when you were younger down here in South Texas. So thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.